Welcome to the Innate Vitality Code podcast, your source of science-backed information and inspiration on holistic healing, building resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Pennington. I'm an integrative physician, acupuncturist, and positive psychology neuroscience nerd. For over 20 years, I've been healing and teaching in my wellness practice, in the media, on stages, and around the world, as part of my soul's mission to end suffering and raise the consciousness on the planet. This podcast does not provide medical advice or psychotherapy. Consult your healthcare provider before implementing what you hear on this show.
This is my first time putting my feet into the Mediterranean in 2021. This is my morning view. Oh my God, this water is cold. There's a lot of people coming out, getting their swim on.
So with France being in total lockdown, I'm really grateful for the beach. And I've been reflecting on so much, as everyone is, right? You know, the pandemic has given us all the opportunity to really go deep in our own healing journeys. 7 months ago, my mother was put in the ICU. She was less responsive than usual. My mother has Alzheimer's and for the last year hasn't really been speaking very clearly. But my sister, who takes care of my mom, just thought something was off, something was wrong. And sure enough, they got to the ER and they admitted her straight to the ICU. And they did a full workup and they couldn't figure out what was wrong. They rehydrated her, they scanned her, and they said, we don't really see any clear reason. And at that time, they didn't think that she'd had a stroke. But it was interesting because they said, well, look, she's also not swallowing and we can't, you know, send her home with an IV or, you know, she's not a candidate for getting a G-tube to feed her in her stomach. I mean, she's 87. She was 87 at the time. Just want you to see this view. Oh my God. It's so amazing. Sorry. I got distracted by the mountains. So they sent my mom home with hospice care and I spoke to the doctor myself, he's an intensivist, and he said, just start preparing. He said, she probably won't last more than a week. You know, like he literally said days. And at that time, it was impossible for us to leave France to go into America, or if we did, we wouldn't be able to get back into France. And so it was a really tough situation to kind of weigh with my sister. And we didn't have any other choice, so my sister's been taking care of her with hospice. And as I said, this was 7 months ago. My mom is still alive. And she has regained function. So now we can see clearly that it was probably a stroke. She has regained function. She's eating. She's not exactly speaking verbally, but she can blink her eyes in response to things. And I called her a few days ago and she opened her eyes as if like, wait, and started moving her head like, I know that voice. And I played some music for her. My mother's from British Guyana. She loves reggae and soca. And so I played some Bob Marley and it was so fun to see her face. Like she started, I could see she was laid back in the bed and then she leaned forward and she opened her eyes and started moving her head. So we just jammed out for like half an hour. I played a bunch of Bob Marley. And then the other music that she really enjoyed with my daughter when my mom was here is like old Frank Sinatra and, you know, stuff from the 60s and 70s. So we played a little Sinatra and Michael Bublé, who she used to flirt with in her own mind. And then some like Roberta Flack and some Diana Ross. And she was so engaged. And it just boggles my mind Because on the one hand, this is a woman who was so feisty. She is a woman who has sucked the juice out of life. And she said this to me. She told me before her memory was totally gone, a few years ago, she told me, like, look, I have done everything I've wanted to do. I've gone where I wanted. She traveled, you know, between Europe and the US. She's danced to the wee hours of the morning. She built a business. She's loved fiercely. And she told me, if I die today, I have no regrets. If I cock up my toes and meet my maker, I believe he will say, job well done. So she, to hear her say that she feels she could die without regrets was so powerful for me. But in my mind, I thought, how could this feisty little woman tolerate being in this body with her mind going? Because, I mean, when the Alzheimer's started, she would get angry. And I, of course, you know, anger and depression are symptoms on the dementia spectrum. She went through those for sure. But it's been baffling to me. Like, I wondered if, like, her soul would say, okay, sis, we've lived a full life. That little body, it's not doing much because she can't move on her own. She's blind. She, you know, she's immobile now. Like, she's gone from walking with a walker to a wheelchair. And then over the last couple of years, she's basically been bedbound. And so it's hard for me to get my rational mind around that. The idea that this woman who would have done anything and everything to go out dancing and to travel and, you know, to be active, like, and yet something about her life force energy is holding on. And she's still with us 7 months when they said she didn't even have 7 days to live. So this pandemic and watching my mom's condition deteriorate has really, I don't know, it's just brought up so much for me from looking at her life and her example, the things she did right, the things I wish would have been a little different, you know, as I was growing up. Having so much compassion for her and acceptance of where she is, but also, you know, just looking at my own childhood wounds and the things that I have carried as a result of my mom and my dad. I've been, you know, just like processing like a mofo. who else is with me in this, you know, pandemic of processing your family of origin? So it's been heartening to see, you know, this woman who was such a force, and I've chosen to take the positive. I'm not overlooking, I'm not in denial about some of the things that her unprocessed grief and unresolved childhood trauma, I mean, in many ways she passed it down to me and my siblings, so I'm not blind to that, but I also forgive her and I forgive me. Like, we'll have a whole nother video on forgiveness because, whew, that's been a process for myself. Forgiving her, it's much easier. I can see with compassion she was doing the best she could, and she was clueless and alone. But anyway, I just wanted to see who else is out there with me processing family stuff, looking at life with greater clarity. Maybe grieving some of the losses, but also maybe holding on to the good with gratitude. Let me know in the comments. Innate Vitality Code
Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, rate the podcast, and subscribe. This helps me with getting my message out to a wider audience. For show notes and other episodes, visit innatevitality.com/podcast. That's vitality.com/podcast. You can also sign up for my free masterclass series. Each month, I take a deep dive into the topics of holistic healing, resilience, trauma recovery, and self-love. Just visit innatevitality.com.